You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for Ron and I to go through the games on Sunday. We start with the early games and tell you, yeah, is this good? Is this not good? And if it is good, why? And if it's not, why? So let's get rolling, Ron Culver. Let's start in Soldier Field in Chicago, where the Bears are going to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. What are we doing with the Bears this year with Justin Fields? Are we waiting and seeing, or do we anticipate that he'll get more action in this game? Will Andy Dalton continue to start?
Well, Andy Dalton's got to start this game, right?
I think so.
You're going against the Bengals, but Justin Fields needs to pull the trigger.
It is coming sometime soon. You got to think it would, right? Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals came off a home win against the Minnesota Vikings. Oh my gosh, be careful of the Bengals at 2-0 if they should win this game. Don't need another team in the AFC North to play around with. Well, I like Cincinnati. I thought they played pretty good against Minnesota, and I like Joe Burrow's development as a quarterback. But I think nobody cares about that. I think everybody's caring about Chicago. Yeah. Everyone's looking at the Chicago situation and going, what are the Bears going to do with that? I think that's the more intriguing story. I think that's where a lot of the attention are going.
Yeah,
the Bengals are nice, but everybody wants to know if Matt Nagy is going to pull the trigger on his QB.
Well, we know where the Bengals are going to finish. For me, the Bengals are going to finish below 500, but they're not going to be bottom of the table. They're going to be bottom of the table in the AFC North, but they're not going to be the worst team in the AFC.
Yeah, and the Bears could be a team that, you know, could, I don't know, not be very good. If it wasn't for the extra team last year, they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Yeah, no. Right? Andy Dalton, I guess, like, as a placeholder right now, but why use him? Why use him like that?
All right, let's go to Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. That's where the Browns are going to take on the Houston Texans. Being in Houston, give me one thing that is going right for Houston that would make me go, all right, yeah. They just beat Jacksonville. Tyrod Taylor? David Culley?
I can't think of one. Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
I like him.
David Johnson, is he still doing things for the Texans?
He did last week.
Yeah, very good. Cleveland, I put in my top five, even after they lost to Kansas City.
Yeah,
they played a whale of a game, man.
They played great. You know what? It's the Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs.
That's the big issue. You know, I could see Cleveland just winning here on out and losing to the Chiefs only again.
You know, you see this at times in the history of this league where there's that one team in the conference and everybody else is playing to beat them, and you see teams just get exhausted because they go, we have given everything we have and we're still coming up a little short. This is the Browns, but I'd be very interesting as this season develops, how do they figure out to get that one extra step to beat Kansas City,
right? I mean, how far have we come that we're not even talking about the Browns? Like, you know, what steps can they take to, you know, find a quarterback? What steps can they take to just have a winning season? Now we're talking about the Browns. Like, what steps can they take to take down that juggernaut, the Chiefs?
Yep, exactly. And here's the other thing, too. This could be a trap game because think about the last two opponents Cleveland has played. They've been Kansas City.
True.
Right? The playoff loss and then the first game out of the gate. You know, some guys need motivation sometimes, and Houston, I don't think, is offering you a threat enough. This could be. I doubt it because I think the Browns know what the goal is at the end of the day. But, you know, we've seen teams go, whoops, how did that get away from us? Is because they're coming off the I can't believe we lost or can't believe we won scenario from a week before.
And I really don't think they're looking ahead to next week because next week they play the Bears.
Right,
so
exactly.
So I don't think it's going to be that kind of scenario either.
All right, Indianapolis, the Colts, taking on the L.A. Rams. Matt Stafford. Boy, everybody loves Matt Stafford in a Rams uniform, do they not?
It's a resurgence.
They really love him.
Put him down as comeback player of the year.
Yeah, we're playing the Bears that weren't all that good, but my God, people just fell in love with them. And the Colts, well, the Colts lost to the Seahawks, and, well, it's still – I like this matchup because I think the Colts still have stuff to show. But, man, if you're looking for fun, the Rams offense could be the fun story of the season if they play this way. That we got a guy who can really sling it now.
And I'm not sure what the timetable is on the turnaround, but win or lose, you will find the background of all this coming up on Hard Knocks in a few weeks.
That is very true. So it really doesn't matter whether you find this game valuable or not. HBO does, and they'll give you all the details down the road on HBO.
God, I mean, if the Colts just keep losing, are they going to point to HBO as a distraction?
I think so.
Because cameras are constantly in their face.
Everywhere.
And then everyone's seeing, like, you know, all their business week in and week out. It's one thing to see training camp business, but now you're dealing with regular season business.
Yeah, and I don't want, like, all the details. I don't want Liev Schreiber to go, Carson Wentz and his wife had an argument last night over the grocery bill. He's making $22 million a season, but yet the nickel and diming is starting to get to her. Like, I don't need that. like, what kind of information are we getting from this show? I don't want that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Buffalo taking on Miami. Hey, remember the good old days when both these teams stunk?
Yes.
Remember that? Patriots would win the division by four games.
Now, did you think coming into this game that the Dolphins would be the team that's 1-0 and
right.
Buffalo would be the one that's 0-1?
Good question. Good question.
Tua's got to be all the Dolphins got to be a little bit scared, right?
I got to tell you something. We know it's a long season. We get it, right? Ups and downs. But can you how would the Dolphins feel if they had a nice little two-game lead over Buffalo this early in the season?
Yes.
Right? Just like, hey, I know you're coming. I know you're going to get your act together. But it would be nice early on if we could get a little bit of a cushion. I think this is a huge game. Like, I don't think it's huge like we're going to talk about in, like, 10 weeks.
No,
but I mean, like, for week two, this is kind of a big deal.
The Bills need to win. They need to just... You don't want to start this season off 0-2 with all the success that you had last year, because then all it's going to do is just bring in all that negativity that, especially in Buffalo, that they enjoy.
No, oh, exactly.
I mean, they'll thrive off of this. You know.
Oh yeah.
I fear for all the tables in Buffalo right now.
Yep, you've crossed over. You're now expected to be halfway decent, really, really decent. So
I mean, this team was expected to go 17-0.
Yeah, right. No kidding. The New England Patriots at the New York Jets. How fun is this rookie quarterback battle going to be? Mac Jones against Zach Wilson? Come on now. You can't, I mean, grab some popcorn, settle in to a battle at MetLife Stadium.
I give the edge to the Patriots.
I do too.
I just think that there's so much more for them to offer.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're better. They're more complete as a team.
Wasn't Zach Wilson, like, sacked 8 times last week or something stupid?
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
So, I mean, we all know Belichick's a defensive genius. What kind of schemes is he going to throw at Zach Wilson?
I don't think New England's going to have too much of trouble in this one.
No.
I don't think it's high on the list of games that you must watch, but if you kind of are intrigued with rookie development, you got a little bit of that angle.
Will he be the second Jets quarterback to be talking about ghosts on the field?
That's true. Good point. Good point. And if you want to, I mean, maybe Zach Wilson's mother will be there, and I don't know.
I don't know.
That might be a secondary thing.
First home game for them, right?
Yeah.
So
by
maybe.
The way, I don't even know if I don't know Mac Jones's mother. Like, I don't care. Like, for some, you know, because Wilson's
like
mom
is
attractive. We tend to people.
Well, it's sad. It's because Zach Wilson is like Doogie Howser. He's 16,
right?
Playing as an NFL quarterback.
I love it.
Great story.
It is a great story. San Francisco on the road against Philadelphia. The 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts.
Battle of the unbeatens.
That's right. A battle of the unbeatens. 49ers and the Eagles. This was, you know what? The 49ers, I really like them. I really do. I know they let Detroit right back into a game they shouldn't have. I like the 49ers.
I do,
and
too.
I'm really curious about the Eagles. What if the Eagles show up and play this Niners team really well, and Jalen Hurts wins this game?
Then you need to shut Philadelphia down.
I think you're right.
I think you need to build a wall around Philadelphia. Don't let them out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because that city could riot positively.
Now, listen, the Atlanta Falcons were held to just 2 field goals, but I don't think anybody was talking about the Eagles' defense as much as it was the ineptitude of the Falcons' offense.
Yeah.
In that game, so I don't think you have that angle at all. But
and do we get the feeling that Jimmy G is playing for his job week in, week out?
I think so. I think that was set up this season.
Yeah.
Whether they deny it or not, they can deny it all they want. I think they set that up.
I mean, even Trey, didn't he get the first touchdown of the season? That must have stung a little bit.
I know. Yuck. How about the Las Vegas Raiders coming off that wacky, wild, fun Monday night game, going on the road to play Pittsburgh?
Might be a letdown.
Very vanilla and predictable offense was squished in the corner by the fantastic, unbelievable defensive effort by the Steelers in their win against Buffalo.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing to look for. I think the Steelers defense has a chance to be something special this season.
I do too. I really do. I think it could be I underestimated it, and then when looking over some of that game against Buffalo, they played exceptionally well.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of Broncos-esque, right? When the Broncos won the Super Bowl, because it was all about their defense. It wasn't about Peyton Manning. Manning is a great quarterback, has a great football mind, but his body couldn't keep up with his mind.
You know, it's really funny. I went through my Facebook memories, and I actually have a memory that says Broncos can win the Super Bowl despite Peyton Manning not playing very well. And because it was an early observation that Manning wasn't playing particularly well, but somehow they were winning these games with a stellar defense. They beat Kansas City despite like 3 turnovers by Peyton Manning.
See, and that
they
right
did it
there.
Because they returned like a fumble for a touchdown.
That right there is you putting the Tony D in Nostradamus.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll come back. We'll do the rest of the season coming up, including Denver on the road, Atlanta on the road, Dallas on the road. We'll get to all of that coming up next as Wake Up Call continues.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we'll get right back to the NFL schedule, but first, are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, and squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free of charge. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, let's get back to the fun of the National Football League schedule. Whether or not these games have any value to you or not, we're continuing the early games in Charlotte. The Carolina Panthers taking on the New Orleans Saints. Who wouldn't want to watch the New Orleans Saints right now? Let's see if Jameis Winston can throw 5 more touchdowns without a pick.
Yes.
Or throw 5 picks without a touchdown. You never know what you get with him.
How crazy would that be?
Oh, that would be nuts. If he threw 5 interceptions with no touchdown passes... I would have fun on Monday.
You know what? The only problem with that would be all the Aaron Rodgers tanking talk would just be off the charts.
It would be crazy nuts. Absolutely. Carolina, led by Sam Darnold, coming off a week 1 victory against the Jets, as both teams are 2-0. Nothing really to write home about with Carolina, but Jameis Winston's worth the price.
Yeah, I mean, worth to see what he's going
to
do.
Worth to see. How about the Denver Broncos?
If he throws another 5 touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah, I know, right?
God, that just.
Yeah.
Like, what magic waters is Sean Payton giving him?
I know, no kidding. By the way, if he does that, Tampa Bay would be thanked the good Lord they got Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
who said yesterday he thinks he wants to play at a 50 now.
God. Why not? Just do it. Stop this nonsense and just make it happen.
Well, the only thing that's standing in his way is Giselle.
Yeah, Giselle won't let him play. Is that right?
Or yeah. I don't think she wants him playing another 7-6 years.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, how about the Denver Broncos against Jacksonville? Urban Meyer will not be on the sidelines. He'll be in negotiations with USC. So I don't know who the interim coach is going to be. I'm sorry, I had to make that joke.
That's awesome.
Trevor Lawrence, though, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in his debut against a Denver defense that's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And really good at getting the ball. Now, the Denver offense was pretty good against the Giants. Melvin Gordon had a big run, and Teddy Bridgewater played a good game. I still think the offense for the Broncos isn't going to be awesome like their defense is, but their defense is very good.
Yep. Again, week 2, hey, welcome to the NFL, Trevor Lawrence.
That's right. Yeah. This is going to be one of
those. Take your licks in, but eventually you'll be on the other side of all this.
Yeah, I agree. You will be. You will be. You'll have a team around you that's doing to them what the people are doing to you this season.
Just need Jacksonville to learn how to draft top defenders.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Minnesota against Arizona, the Cardinals, still burying Ryan Tannehill into the turf. I think he did two times yesterday and a couple of times Wednesday. Arizona was great. And they were really fun to watch against the Titans and the dismantling of Tennessee. A lot of it was Tennessee's inability to block, but man, Kyler Murray threw some nice passes in that game.
Do you think Kirk Cousins rewatched that game going, I really don't want to play?
I don't want to play. Because, again, think about what the Arizona Cardinals did to the Titans' wideouts. They sent Chandler Jones and J.J. Watt. Now, you can think J.J. Watt is not as effective as he used to be, and you're probably right, but you still have to play for him.
Yep.
And you're letting these two guys, you have to make sure these two guys don't come after you, so you got to put a little bit more resources, and all of a sudden now, this Arizona team can send a bunch of guys back to cover your deep outs, and you don't have time anyway to throw to them. That's what the Titans had. That's why the Titans had problems getting the ball downfield. But the vertical game, they just couldn't. There was too much pressure coming at them. And when Taylor Lewan decided not to play, then it was real, real trouble for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. And I, you know, to make a bad joke like you just did, I think Kirk Cousins is going to come down with COVID.
Ah, you might right.
Probably
might
be, why he didn't want the shot in the first place, just to have that as a backup.
Just to make it as a backup. Tampa Bay hosting Atlanta. Here's a fun stat for you statty people out there. Matt Ryan is 0-for-5 career against Tom Brady, including Super Bowl 51.
Did something important happen in that game? I don't remember.
Still affecting him all these years later. The Buccaneers coming off a 4-touchdown performance by Brady in their win against Dallas. The Falcons' offense was non-existent, as we found out talking to our good friend D. Orlando Ledbetter earlier this week. This is going to be a nightmare for Atlanta.
Oh, God. Honestly, it might be a bloodbath.
It could be.
Because the Buccaneers,
they don't have a good defense, and they don't have a good offense.
Well, here's the problem. The Buccaneers, despite winning, know they didn't play well last Thursday against the Cowboys.
Right, right. And needing a touchdown drive to win it. Field goal drive to win it.
And that'll eat away at somebody like Tom Brady.
Sure.
Where he's like, no, I made too many mistakes. We made too many mistakes. We're gonna tighten all those loose screws up. And
wasn't that what he said, like, immediately after the game?
Yes.
Like, well, they got a lot of problems here. We got to fix a lot of problems. They're like, man, you just beat the Cowboys in opening week with 4 touchdown passes. But you're right. He found all the things that they didn't do right.
So, sorry, Matt.
Yeah. Dallas on the road to face your Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
Before we get to the Chargers, here's Dallas's problem. DeMarcus Lawrence out with a broken foot. Randy Gregory out with COVID. Zach Martin's back on the offensive line. Lyle Collins, however, is on a 5-game suspension for a violation of the substance abuse policy. And wide receiver Michael Gallup is on the IR. There! I just did the Cowboys. Now go do the Chargers.
There will be more Cowboy fans at SoFi Stadium.
I think you're right. I'm looking forward to seeing
you. You know
that.
They will. Cowboys training camp's in Oxnard.
It's in Oxnard.
Those guys will travel down. That's not that far from L.A.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, expanding the brand.
Yes, and if you listen to this radio network, especially on the weekends, Dave Smith hit the nail on the head. The NFL's got to convince Dean Spanos to sell his property.
Sell the team. Threaten them.
Yeah.
Ship it back to San Diego.
Oh, God. I mean, honestly, I think the Chargers have what it takes to beat this Cowboys team, especially with all their holes on the defensive side. But it's not going to be an easy test. I think every game this season for the Chargers is not going to be an easy one.
Hey, you just mentioned something here. This is the first Charger game in that stadium in front of people.
Yes.
So while we made fun of them back in the day when they were playing in that soccer stadium when 30,000 of the other team's fans showed up, this could be embarrassing for the league.
It could be.
This really could be.
Cowboy fans have a long reach.
Right,
but
sure
what do
they
we
do.
Say? It's like, there's 4 teams out there whose fans are all over the place. Cowboys, Packers, Steelers, and Raiders.
Yep.
They got fans in every small town in America. And, I know for a fact that there's a large group of Cowboy fans in California. I mean, Southern California especially. This team, they're going to show up to watch the Chargers because, listen, L.A. doesn't have any real Charger fans. No one was a fan of the L.A. Chargers back in the day. San Diego fans still feel kind of burned, and it's a Southern California almost mentality. It's like, we don't need to travel up there. Yeah. We'll just watch it on TV.
You know, back in the day when Dallas and would play Arizona as division rivals before the shakeup.
Yeah.
That was their ninth home game at Tempe at Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah,
they would. I mean, that place was packed with Cowboy fans.
So I mean, it is going to be kind of sad, but you almost feel like Justin Herbert's going to have to go to like a silent count.
Yeah, he might be. You're right. Tennessee against Seattle. The Titans better clean things up. All week I've been hearing in Nashville what a mess this team is. It's just one loss, but my God, this town is panicking like you would not believe. Seattle coming off a road win against Indianapolis. 12th man should be rocking up in Seattle. I think the Titans are in a little bit of trouble. But, man, oh my God, people here are ready to
Here's the big issue. That offensive line needs to do better.
Badly.
You can't let really one guy badly. Just wreak havoc on you all game long. And I think that's where all the angst is coming from, all the talking points are coming from.
Yeah, they still got weapons offensively if they can get it moving, but that offensive line has got to do a better job. This could be real trouble for Tennessee. Kansas City on the road to face Baltimore. This is their second straight AFC North opponent and a tough one to boot. Ravens coming off a tough loss against Las Vegas. Still, that team is dangerous. Be careful, Kansas City.
This is a fantastic game.
Absolutely. I think that'll be the Sunday night affair.
The only issue I have with this game is that Lamar Jackson is talking too much.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, talking about how, he's 0-3 against the Chiefs all time, but, you know, that doesn't matter anything for Sunday. It's like, have a little bit more respect for that. we've seen what they can do.
And to close out the Monday night game, it's Green Bay against Detroit. All right, Aaron Rodgers, you told everybody not to worry. You told everybody to not make this a big deal. Then you better go out and beat the Lions by like 50 points because people are going to lose their minds if you lose to this team.
What if he doesn't get a touchdown again?
What if they don't? Yeah, what if it's 23-3 on Monday night football and Aaron Rodgers' offense is stagnant and dull? The conspiracy theories won't wait 2 seconds before they'll start pouring out.
Mid-game, those conspiracies.
Mid-game.
Just watch Twitter. If Aaron Rodgers is having another poor showing, the conspiracy theories, you just find thread after thread after thread.
Absolutely. Without question. All right, that's our wrap-up. We'll come back. More thoughts on the NFL as we roll along, continuing on Sports Map Radio.